belief and not about a race of people. He talked about being born again and the spiritual element to our lives, which we could see from Nicodemus's questions he was struggling to deal with. And there are more shocks as Jesus goes on and carries on this exposition of Jesus' view of the world and the purpose. And so the first verse up today, potentially, probably regarded as probably the most famous Bible verse in the world. It's the Super Bowl tonight for anyone that's into the NFL and American football. And one thing to look out for if you do watch any of that is behind the goals when a field goal is kicked. Most years there is somebody there, and when the ball goes up into the goal, you'll see the banner. I've got that the right way up. John 3:16. Popular verse, many people know it, and it's often used as part of our evangelism. But what stands out from what would have stood out from this statement to Nicodemus? What word? For God so loved the world. Our first small word here is world. Why would that have been a shock to Nicodemus? Well, Nicodemus, coming from where he was in Jewish society, was coming from the belief that God loved his people, i.e. the Jewish people, the people of Israel. The whole New Testament was about God working through his chosen people. Nicodemus would have also believed that God's primary love was for people who were holy and following the path of righteousness that they had laid out in the law. By coming in and saying God so loved the world, it's a very inclusive term. And just, I have to go into some Greek here, but it's very basic Greek. My Greek stops and ends with the word hummus, so it's not complicated stuff. The Greek word used here for world is cosmos, from which we get the English word cosmos. So it's not difficult to understand. The concept is big. He's saying God loved the world and everything and everybody in it. It's inclusive. That would have been a great shock to Nicodemus. And I think that's our first word for understanding what this passage is saying. And it's going to set the context for what we're going to do on this activity Sunday. World. Jesus transformed Nicodemus's view of a selective faith to a more encompassing one, that he was here for everybody. I'm reminded of the old phrase that the church is the only organization that exists for its non-members. Now, we kind of all know 3:16. We can probably, some of us will be able to just say it by rote, but who can remember what's in John 3:17, a less known verse? For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Now, the word condemn here, the Greek word used there, it's a harder one to understand a little bit, is krine or krine. Yeah, krine, which literally means to separate. What Jesus is saying here is, that idea of separation or judgment is to take the, separate out the good and the bad. You're okay, you're not okay. That's what that translation of the word condemn means, is separation mentality. And that's essentially playing into Nicodemus's view that the Jewish were expecting a Messiah that was going to do that. You know, who do you think the Messiah was supposed to save in Nicodemus's mind? The Messiah was going to save Israel because they're under Roman power. He was going to be this great leader that was probably going to help them unite and rise up against the Romans. It's a sense of separation. I imagine there's people in Nicodemus's circle who would have described their view by the phrase Israel first, perhaps. It was somewhat of a separatist agenda. So Jesus is saying God didn't come to separate. So the second word I would pick that I think highlights this verse is unify or unity. Jesus is talking about the kingdom being one that is reaching out, not separating. And given we're in a world at the moment that is following quite a strong separatist agenda in many, many respects, in political and economic ways, with closed borders and Brexit, and even in Northern Ireland, potential power sharing breaking down. You can believe what you like about those political things, But in the kingdom of God, it's very clear that Jesus is setting out that his role of his people and of his church and his kingdom is not a separatist agenda in that respect, and it's about reaching out to the world and to unify it. So Jesus' example is kingdom expansion, not kingdom protection. For the third word, we go to verse 19. Maybe we can have that on the screen. And this is the verse that Simon read for us earlier. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world. Now, the word used here for light is phos, from which we get English words like phosphorus. And what's important about, you know, translating the word in this context is there's lots of different images you might have in your mind about light coming into the world. Are we picturing Jesus, for example, opening the curtains? Is that his role? Is he the curtain opener and therefore light is coming in? That would be a different word. This phos doesn't mean, you know, allows light to fall upon. Phos means source of light. Phosphorus is a chemical. We name phosphorus phosphorus because when it's exposed to oxygen, it just creates light. Jesus is saying light, a source of light, has come into the world. And it breaks the darkness. And all the rest of this passage that talks a bit about judgment is effectively talking about how that light creates choice. The light and darkness aren't equal things. Darkness is just the absence of light. Light is now here. So the three words I think that sum up this message are world, unity, and light. All of which I think were quite shocking to Nicodemus and important to us today as we think about Activity Sunday. Because it's worth considering why we do this. Which we do. How often do we do it, Simon? Every 2 months. Why we do Activity Sunday? We could easily say, well, it was kind of Barry's idea and he's gone now, so we could drop it. Because, frankly, it would be easier. I think, you know, Simon and others will testify to this. It's quite a difficult thing to organise. It's quite a strain. So why are we doing it? And in my view, we're doing it because world unity and light. Whilst Jesus said he brought light into the world, and in other verses he says, I am the light of the world. It's the same word, phos. He also says in Matthew 5, which I'll skim to. So this is Jesus' words again. You are the light of the world, phos. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. So if we are the light, and that's our house, we need to be the church visible. Jesus' kingdom, as we've been hearing about for a few weeks, is us, and it is now. And we are to be church visible in the world out there. We're to bring them a message of unity, and we're to be the light, and we're to be an example of that. So I think Activity Sunday for us, as we go into the activities now, is about us being the church visible. We're not necessarily going to go out, and people aren't necessarily going to be healed on the streets today or meet God today. We don't know. That might happen, and I pray it does. But if it doesn't, at the very least, that people see us out there as part of this community and active, and not just in our own walls doing our own thing. The passage warns us that not everybody will welcome it. Not everyone welcomes the light, but some will. So whatever we're going out to today, let's go out with a happy heart, with full commitment, and use this as an opportunity to take the church outside and be the church visible.